Change is underway in California. I'm talking about the righting of a wrong written into state law in 1975 that has cost millions and affected millions of people. What is this regulation? The obscure-sounding Technical Bulletin 117 on flammability standards. The target? Your couch, your home, and your body. Like so many laws, TB 117, as it's known, started out with the best intention, protecting Californians from house fires. In the past, we thought that the severity of fires could be lowered with a new product, flame retardant chemicals. TB 117 ensured that flame retardants would be embedded in the foam of couches, seat cushions, and child car seats to delay the moment these materials caught fire. Sounds good, right? Well, not really. It turns out that fire-resistant fabric is a better method of preventing fires. It blocks flame growth early in the fire's life without adding substantial cost. Fire retardants are expensive, and TB 117 forces manufacturers selling furniture in California to use them, increasing the cost for consumers countrywide, as no company will make a separate line just for California. Worse, these flame retardants don't stay put in the foam. They filter out into our dust, clothes, and skin, even showing up in our blood and breast milk. Worse yet, they are persistent, meaning that they stay in our bodies and in the environment for decades, and are linked to human health effects like cancer, learning disorders, and infertility. Really not good. As if this wasn't bad enough, when there is a fire, flame retardants turn into noxious fumes breathed in by firefighters. Their increased risk of cancer is partially due to these exposures. Why am I telling you about this now? Because change is on the horizon. Governor Jerry Brown is considering an update to TB 117 that would improve fire safety by allowing the use of fire retardant fabrics and eliminating the requirement for flame retardants. This could mean that in the near future, we may be able to have our cake and eat it too, and finally enjoy couches as safe as they are comfortable without being exposed to toxic chemicals. With a perspective, I'm Shori Myers.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.